coming up on All Access.
They had open arms and they made it very, very comfortable for us and our team, and it's been great work.
Let's go, Durs. What do you say, baby? Let's go have a night, baby.
Throws a pass to stick and dunk by Collins on the interception. Touchdown, Patriots!
Let's go get another one.
Back, baby. All right, go right back.
That's a good job tonight. Good job.
He's gone to the right sideline.
You don't take things for granted anymore. Once things have been hurt, especially twice, you gotta take every play like it could be your last.
You're looking live at Gillette Stadium, home of the New England Patriots, as they get set for preseason game number two against the Chicago Bears. Welcome to this special live pregame edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. After a 38-24 win over the Saints last week, Patriots go right back to work tonight against the Chicago Bears. Only this time, again, like last week, Tom Brady will not be playing in this game. We're going to shoot it upstairs to the broadcast booth where Dan Roach is standing by with the call of the game. And Danny, what did the Patriots do? Decide to change their minds?
You got me, Steve. So, yeah, all we know is that Tom Brady is not going to play tonight, and that's pretty much it. So here we go. So we get ready for week number two of the preseason. Patriots last week beat the Saints. Now they've got the Chicago Bears and Christian Fourier. A question is, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, what you saw in week one, how do you think, or what does he take from week one into week two here tonight?
I think the tempo is going to be a lot faster. I think he's going to, you know, the orientation is over him last week, and it's just going to be starting fast. The first two series last week, it was three and out. He got sacked. Just didn't look too comfortable. Didn't get a lot of help from his offensive line, but I think you're going to see an emphasis on getting in and out of the huddle, moving things faster, just getting really into a groove.
Yeah, and I thought, speaking with Bill Belichick this afternoon about him, he's very happy with everything that Jimmy's done so far, to the sense of he's on par with the same play calling as Tom Brady. Everything else, he's real comfortable with what he's seen so far. And Jimmy Garoppolo, you could sense it.
Well, you know, he's not going to call any plays for Brady that he won't call for Jimmy. Now, the outcome may be different just because the skill set and the experience is a little bit different, but this is what this game is for. He needs the reps. He needs a lot of reps. This guy's basically a rookie. No meaningful snaps at all the last 2 years. He's got to get him in now.
All right, so players that are also out tonight. How about Rob Gronkowski not playing? Not unexpected. A little twinge of something. I watched him in my binoculars as he went up for a pass. Kind of twinged a little bit, but then looked more aggravated than anything else. He's not playing. We won't see the wide receivers, Edelman and Amendola, but again, opportunities for others. Some of the names that we're seeing as far as those that aren't playing tonight, when you look at it, Jabal Sheard, Ninkovich, and McClellan on the defensive side. So how do you look at the guys that aren't playing tonight first?
Well, the guys that aren't playing, I mean, Gronk, he hasn't played in a preseason game since 2012, so I don't really think they're going to miss him, and they have enough guys out there that can carry the load. The other guys, you know what, they get banged up, they get nicked, they've done a lot in joint practices. I don't think they're going to miss him. The key now is for the other guys who are going to fill those roles, like a Trey Flowers, like Tyler Gaffney, like all those guys that really need to show that they belong on this team. They're going to get significant reps, and they're going to benefit from those guys being out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see a Chris Hogan, but we'll see guys fighting for the jobs. Tyler Gaffney, we spoke with him this week. You could see the emotion in his face. That touchdown run meant everything for him to be able to play in the preseason last week. Guys like that, again, opportunity here tonight.
Yeah, and this guy gets it. Tyler Gaffney really gets it. You can see that he's humbled. He really understands how important this opportunity is for him, and he's going to get a big shot tonight to prove everybody right.
Yeah, and it all starts just after 8 o'clock. We're looking forward to it. Christian Fourier, I'm Dan Roach. Let's go back to you, Steve Burton. Should be a fun one tonight here at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, it should be a fun one. It should be a hot one. There's no question about that. All right, Danny Roach, we'll be back with more Patriots All Access. This live edition here at Gillette Stadium. We have Scott Zolak on the other side of this break. He's right in the middle of all the action. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with Patriot running back hopeful Tyler Gaffney.
You know, I had to prove it to myself that I could do this. You know, I wanted to play at the next level, and this is how I got to do it.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
That's a good job tonight. Good job. It's a good way to work together. Way to finish the game.
Good job of finishing the game.
Hey, fellas, good start, man. And keep working, get better next week. Together on three. One, two, three.
Together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bro.
They're going to look back at the sights and sounds of last week's win over the Saints. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico here at Gillette Stadium. Joined now by Scott Zolak, who'll be calling the game on 98.
Yeah.
The Sports Up.
You without,
ready?
Yeah, without the quarterback. Quarterback's in, quarterback's out.
Yeah, well, what's the deal? The quarterback was in.
Yep.
And the Patriots decided to change their mind.
Well, the head coach told me during our pregame interview on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady was going to play.
Well, he said, we're going to play all three. So he only got three on the roster, and that includes Tom Brady. So something transpired from an hour and a half ago till about now. It could have been a line combination up front that they don't feel comfortable with. Or I just think that they realize they got to get number 10 ready. And I said this on our pregame hit. You cannot simulate coming out of the gate reps, the butterflies. You know, Jimmy looked a little shaky first two series,
right.
Settled in. He's got to start football games. What does any good coming out and play Tom Brady for nine plays tonight? Say they do well, they got to put Jimmy in, what, middle of second quarter with the twos and threes.
So
you got to get Jimmy Garoppolo ready for Arizona.
So you're saying this is a good decision?
This is a great decision.
So Brady could go the whole preseason and not play at all?
You tell me how we saddle up in Cleveland. He's got to play out here in a preseason game without Amendola, without Gronkowski, without Deion Lewis. Let's keep going here. Without him, Edelman. You know, we don't have Sebastian Vollmer.
Right.
Gronkowski.
Right.
You know, I mean.
So how much time does Jimmy Garoppolo really need?
I'd play him the whole half and into the third quarter tonight.
What are you looking for in improvements with Garoppolo?
Just coming out of the gate. 12-play drive to start the game. Punch it in the end zone, even a field goal. Don't start with two or three, three and outs. See, and here's the thing, too. You play Brady tonight, and also, there's a message. This is still Tom Brady's team. Even though this is not Jimmy Garoppolo's team, he's got to get the other 52 guys believing. This is Jimmy's team, ready to go in Arizona.
Everybody knows it's Tom Brady's team.
But yeah, I know that, Steve, but these guys in the locker room, you come out, you see Tom Brady starting a game tonight. Okay, Tom's playing, and it's still the juggling match at some point. We got to switch this thing and get Jimmy ready, and I think it's good not playing Tom.
So he said all three are going to play. Now it's down to two. What do you think?
Well, it's only two now. He's got to play a lot, too. I mean, he's a rookie that's going to step in and be your backup quarterback. He's one play away.
All right,
buddy. Hey, Roach, don't worry, man. It ain't over.
Let it go, Zoe. Let it go. All right, that's Scott Zolak. He'll be calling the game on 98.5 The Sports. If we come back, we'll go one-on-one with Patriots running back Tyler Gaffney. As Patriots All Access continues right here at Gillette Stadium. Stay with us. Wednesday, third season with the Patriots. Patriots running back Tyler Gaffney
was facing some long odds entering training camp to make the team. Well, last week, he surely improved his odds.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Well, a lot of people are saying, who in the heck is Tyler Gaffney? And yet you've been here for a couple years.
Just been hiding out. hiding out, trying to get better. Now I'm emerging.
Well, you certainly are emerging. And that game you had the other night in your first preseason game, taking it 44 yards to the house, that had to make you feel good.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, the team, being able to start with a run like that, the read being so easy, the hole being great.
Tyler Gaffney, 40, 30. 20, 10, here we go. Touchdown, Tyler Gaffney. What a moment for him.
Man, that was a good time. Good to be back.
Tell me about your adversity and what you've gone through. Operations on both knees, right?
Yep.
Tell me about that journey.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. I mean, I feel like I've been rehabbing basically for my whole life at this point. It's been 2 years of in the training room all day, every day, trying to run again, trying to get back. And just the moment, like you said, I got back. Let's do it again. So rinse and repeat. I knew what I was going through, and that might have made it even feel even longer because I knew what to expect. I knew the timeline. And so when you don't take things for granted anymore, once you've been hurt, especially twice, you got to take every play like it could be your last.
Right.
Because it's a long journey once you get a couple surgeries.
What made you not give up?
Oh, man, pride, my family, my friends. Just a lot of, you know, I had to prove it to myself that I could do this. You know, I wanted to play at the next level, and this is how I got to do it.
With some of the guys not out there at the running back position, do you feel like this is an opportunity for you to take advantage of?
I think if you get in, whether there's guys out there or not, it's an opportunity. You know, every day, especially in training camp, is an evaluation. And so you're out there giving your best. You're out there trying to do everything right. And, you know, as long as you do both of those, you're putting yourself in a good spot.
Tyler Gaffney, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I remember living in Newport, riding my skateboard around, trying to find a bar that was showing the Rams games because I was working at a surf shop. He was a younger player in the league, and I had no clue that I'd be playing.
Our dad never pushed us to play football. In fact, he probably would have had it any other way but this. And, you know, here we are, though. Oh, well.
I remember Dad saying, you know, football's not for everybody, Kyle.
Yeah, by the way, like, this is not for everybody. Like, that's code for, like, you're not going to like this. I hope you don't like this.
I think there's two sides of the coin with having the last name Long, and you can echo this. There's preconceived notions when it comes, like, if I come onto a team, people are like, that's Howie's kid. You know, they have preconceived notions. Respect isn't given. You know, you're not giving respect because you got Long on the back of your jersey. You got to go out and you got to take it and you got to earn it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to it. People are always expecting more of you. And a lot of times, like, growing up, we had accolades and a lot of people would be like, well, it's just because, you know, his dad's Howie. And, yeah, I think that, yeah, pisses you off and it gives you this perspective of, like, no one wants to see you succeed.
So let's just get jack him up.
That's great stuff out of Long Boys. Defensive end Chris with the Patriots and tackle Kyle, who plays for the Bears. We'll have more with him at halftime of tonight's game. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Bob Arullo. And all of a sudden, Brady's not playing, guys. Mm-hmm. Surprise you?
Listen, I don't know. You know, I've been looking at the reports just like everybody else has, you know, throughout the day. For whatever reason, some people thought he was going to play tonight. I didn't think it made a tremendous amount of sense, but I also didn't see a huge problem with it. I can understand it's been a long time since he's played, but looks like we're not going to see him.
As Zoe said, you know, Bill Belichick had told him in 98.5, the Sports Hub pregame interview, that all three were going to play. Brady's not going to play. Is this Bill Belichick keeping Jimmy Garoppolo on his toes? Sort of the reverse of last year. If you remember, Brady wasn't going to play, and then he ended up playing.
All right, let's talk defense. And let's talk, you know, defensive ends, if we would, for a second, or linebackers, for that matter. No Sheard, no Ninkovich, no McClellan.
Yep.
That means opportunities for who?
Well, I think, number one, Trey Flowers. I think as an opportunity, Mike, to play with some of the frontline guys and against, more importantly, against the frontline guys of Chicago. He's a guy that has flashed some pass rush ability. I want to see if he can maybe hold up against the run, set the edge, do some of those different things. But he's a guy who's had a tremendous camp, I think.
Great choice on Flowers. Last week he did it against the second unit of the Saints. Let's see if he can do it against the first unit tonight. How about Chris Long? That's the guy I want to focus on. You just had that great piece with his brother Kyle. Howie, their dad, is here tonight.
That's
so sort of need to see him here. I thought he played with a great motor last week. Chris Long, to me, had just 4 sacks the last 2 seasons, but looked to me like that was health-related. He's healthy now, showing a lot of burst.
Let's look at the center position and start with Stork, would you?
Well, it was interesting, guys. You know, in practice this week, Brian Stork got thrown out of Tuesday's practice for throwing punches that didn't land, but it was really poor composure that he showed. He's losing his grip on the starting job right now to David Andrews, second-year player out of Georgia.
So is that frustration?
It could be frustration, could be a result of some health-related issues.
Yeah, I think
as well.
Mike makes a good point. I think that pressure. I think he's feeling some pressure. I think David Andrews has played at a pretty high level. He's been extremely consistent since the day he arrived. He's been that center more days than not. I think he played pretty well last week. I don't think many of the problems were right up front. So I think maybe a little frustration setting in.
All right, Cravon LeBlanc.
Really?
I love this kid.
Well,
okay,
really,
he's coming out of nowhere. He's like a Malcolm Butler.
Well, really interesting that Bill Belichick used Malcolm Butler as an example with LeBlanc to say basically this guy, when he was coming out of college, Florida Atlantic, his testing numbers didn't match up with the way he played. And Belichick called this play right here a special play last week. When Belichick talks like that, Paul, you got to take notice.
That jumps to me. There's not a whole lot, quite frankly, that Bill Belichick says at press conferences that gets my attention. That word did. He clearly is making some plays. I think that young cornerback group is very competitive, Steve. You know, I throw Jonathan Jones in there. Darrell Roberts is a guy we haven't seen a lot of. These guys are fighting for a roster spot, and LeBlanc is right up there with any of them.
Give me one other player, guys, you expect to step up tonight.
I want to see Tyler Gaffney play with some of the frontline guys. Last week, he didn't get to run the ball until the second half. I'd like to see him a little earlier tonight.
Let's watch the offensive line last week. It's Nate Solder. It's not a new player. I thought he struggled a little bit last week. So let's watch him. Let's see if he can sort of get back to game speed. Remember, he missed most of last year. Struggled a little bit early in last week's game. We know he's a good player, though.
And we want to see more out of Garoppolo tonight as well, right?
No doubt. Especially early.
All right, guys. Great job.
Fast start is what Garoppolo's looking
for.
Thanks,
Steve.
All right. Super job. That's going to do it for this live edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. Don't forget, right after the game, we have the Patriots' fifth quarter. We'll bring you Bill Belichick. We'll bring you probably Jimmy Garoppolo because Tom Brady is not playing in tonight's game. That's right after the game, right here on WBZ TV4. We're coming to you live from Gillette Stadium. Patriots and Bears, Dan Roach and Christian Fourier will kick it all off tonight. Enjoy the game, everyone. See you later.